Hey everyone, it's me, Yash, back again with another episode of Into Your Brain. So in this episode, I want to take some time to talk about three influential books that have, in the past, shaped my thoughts and my experience with artificial intelligence, and specifically machine learning and the future of these two technologies. So these three different books have three distinct styles. One focuses on understanding how the brain works and why that understanding of the brain is important for developing a true general AI. The second book talks about business model transformations based on AI due to the cost of prediction going lower and lower. And it draws parallels between the cost of computing going down in the late 90s, which led to the early digital boom and the formation of the internet. The third book describes in detail the future and describes the future of machine learning and AI in a more specific note, and what leaders need to keep in mind as AI-based applications explode in the coming decades. So the first book was called A Thousand Brains by Jeff Hawkins. I think it's a great book for beginners, especially for high school students who have little background in neuroscience. The book has quite a bit of fascinating insight into human brain architecture, aka like the circuitry, and it has intriguing thoughts about the future of intelligent machines. The book contains the results of several years of research that has been done by Jeff and his Numenta team since his previous book, and he believes that current deep learning technology will not be able to create intelligent machines. On the other hand, he thinks that gaining a deeper understanding of brain theory is the right path to the goal of creating intelligent machines, and I find this very convincing. Jeff begins his book by explaining the basics of the neocortex, which makes up 70% of the human brain. And this neocortex is responsible for almost everything that we associate with the brain, such as our ability to speak, create music, or solve complex problems. The basic circuitry of the neocortex is called a cortical column, which is divided into several hundred mini columns with about 100 individual neurons. The basic function of a cortical column is to make constant predictions about the world as we move through it. And as Jeff says himself in the book, with each movement, the neocortex predicts what the next sensation will be. And if any input doesn't match with the brain's prediction, this alerts the neocortex that its model of the part of the world needs to be updated. Jeff concludes that the cortical columns operate in parallel, each making predictions about what the next sensory input may be. This means that each column functions as its own separate learning machine, hence the name of the book, A Thousand Brains. Jeff explains how we will eventually be able to create machines that replicate the logical and rational neocortex that we have without wrapping it around an old brain. That's why Jeff dismisses the notion that humans will lose control of the systems they create. He says, "There is no I in AI." Jeff argues that computers can beat sporting games in sporting grades in complex games, but they don't know that it is a game. So we can't create artificial general intelligence by doing more of what we are currently doing. In Jeff's view, understanding much more about the part of the brain called the neocortex is the true key to developing this true general AI. And this is exactly what this book is about. The next book is Prediction Machines. Prediction Machines by AJ Agarwal, Joshua Gaines, and Avi Folgarb explores the upsurge of AI and how this is affecting the business and economic world in specific. The book defines artificial intelligence as accurate predictions and refers to artificial intelligence as prediction machines. A significant detail mentioned right off the bat is the declining cost of prediction with advancement in artificial intelligence and how this is impacting business models. The author compares prediction technology to the internet and how the cost of prediction is going down, similarly to how the cost of accessing the internet went down in the past, which is opening new opportunities just as the cost of processing power is going down. And this in turn is kind of leading to the power prediction going up. With the increase in predictive ability, which is what is causing the lower cost of prediction, the business models and strategies of the organizations that utilize prediction, such as insurance, for example, are rapidly changing and due to lower costs. So as predictions become smarter and more cost-effective, for example, Amazon may ship products even before they are bought versus the current method of reordering products before they are shipped. Now, this is a completely new type of a business model. It's, in a sense, at first seems very risky, but with the prediction technology, which is becoming much more advanced and is being, and we can access that advanced technology at a much lower cost. So this type of a revolution where Amazon can ship products before they're even purchased tends to make more sense as this new prediction technology becomes a real phenomenon. There's also a discussion on the power of data and how the marginal utility of data decreases in machine predictions. But for a business model, for something like a search engine, every piece of data counts. This book, Prediction Machines, goes on to talk about the rising concept of a discipline called reward function engineering, which determines the payoff of a prediction and its consequences if implemented. Reward functions can be automated in the case of autonomous vehicles, or they could be left open-ended for a task such as recruitment. The authors then make another conversation about the implications of artificial intelligence on human rationality in specific. I think this is a great book if you're really trying to make sense of why AI is so popular currently, why there's so much hype around the technologies of AI and ML, and why there's so much interest from the business world as well. The next book was The Algorithmic Leader, How to Be Smart When Machines Are Smarter Than You by Mike Walsh. So Mike, a futurist, travels most of the year globally, researching trends, collecting case studies, and speaking to global leaders on the future of business, specifically the intersection of technology and business. His book, The Algorithmic Leader, synthesizes years of research and interviews with some of the world's top business leaders, AI pioneers, and data scientists into a set of principles about what it takes to succeed in the new era of automation, algorithms, and AI transforming lives. Mike Walsh starts his book by narrating an airline story, an infamous headline-grabbing incident that happened when an overbooked United Airlines flight in 2017, where a passenger was dragged kicking and screaming off of the plane. The issue was with the seat allocation algorithm that United Airlines is using. They messed up the seat allocation on that flight, and hence there were not enough seats for everyone with a ticket. But Mike Walsh highlights that the real issue of is the failure of the airline staff, so human error, to step in and preempt the horrific situation and make sure that the customer was treated with dignity. That's something that the algorithm missed because it wasn't designated with customer experience in mind. And the staff missed it too because they were trained not to question the authority of the algorithm even when the error is so obvious. The book's main takeaway is told from this United Airlines story. A new kind of leadership is needed in the new age of a successful algorithmic world. One that emphasizes positive human qualities like wisdom, empathy, and trustworthiness over chiefly managing the numbers like an algorithm would. These qualities need to become a part of society's culture. Mike defines AI and algorithms and explores their place in the future of business, but he makes sure to, as he says, quote unquote, not allow us to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Instead, he shows us what business leaders should do to understand and receive this new tool of artificial intelligence in today's world. Mike Walsh importantly highlights that this new paradigm shift to algorithms and predictive technology, just as happened with the shift to the information age, we will now witness a change in the jobs needed in the marketplace. As leaders, we will need to determine what those jobs are and create resources for everyone to acquire the skills needed to be successful in the future changing world. Walsh argues that AI trends elevate jobs rather than eliminate jobs. And he provides concrete stepping stones for how we as future leaders can best position our communities to succeed in this virtual and AI landscape. In this book, Mike Walsh will change the way you think about your role as a leader. I highly recommend all three of these books. I think they're all extremely beneficial. They're great reads. They have a lot of really interesting information about AI. And really what's more important about with these books is that they kind of give us insight into the future of AI, and they offer somewhat similar, but very different perspectives at the same time. So that's pretty much it for this episode of Idea Brain, but I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode.